This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You want your big intro here?
Because you've already... I've already kind of been here. We can skip it today. Okay. It's Friday. Get on to the fun of a Friday. Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I think we're losing listeners this morning to The Mandalorian. Because it starts this morning.
Season 2 streaming?
Hey, nerds, you can go watch it. You can listen to us live. God.
I'm one of them. I enjoyed season one of The Mandalorian.
My son enjoyed Baby Yoda very, very much. Has one, sleeps with him every night.
It's the way, Woods.
And it's the only way we can get him to bed sometimes, me doing Baby Yoda to sleep.
All guests on Meta Woods appear on the SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online and mobile banking. Let's do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. We'll be talking about the hiring of Tony La Russa.
Hello.
I don't know that Tony La Russa has plastic rocking chairs on his porch.
What is
like
it?
You do.
Hello.
You may not want to start making... Those with plastic rocking chairs on their porch may not want to make fun of the elderly, Woods.
Tim.
Weekend.
We got a guest coming in from Chicago, White Sox reporter. Going to be with us at 6:35 this morning.
Oh, my God.
It was an interesting hire.
Oh, my God. Well, the hire, the PDF they sent out. The wrong name on it. There's so much to do. All I kept thinking was, if the Padres had done this, the reaction of Padres Twitter would have been, we would have come in here today and read tweets for 4 hours.
If I am the Detroit Tigers and we officially announce today AJ Hinch, I'm absolutely 100% putting Tony La Russa's signature on the email.
It's a genius move. Yeah. Would be an absolute... genius move.
Before we get to all that, though, we've got some of our best of the week. We had some just bang up moments this week.
Incredible.
I don't know if it's good, bad, or what you think of it, but we'll bring back a couple of our favorites. We'll do that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Now, Woods, you know me. I have a sense of humor that tends to run toward the pithy, the sublime. I love a well-crafted tweet for sure. I had someone who tweeted me last night. They saw someone else. Maybe they thought they could crack me up when they pointed out a tweet that said, hey, the Tigers should probably change their name to the Cheetahs. Get it? Because they're hiring AJ Hinch. Didn't make me crack up, though. I don't know what it was about the tweet earlier this week that absolutely made me lose my mind.
It was great. It was one of my favorite moments that we've ever had on this show. Honestly.
But this was
completely organic.
I'm not an actor. I couldn't fake that if you asked me to.
No.
I've never seen this type of reaction.
I don't know what it was. That wasn't the first time it happened. It happened twice to me before the show as well when I read that tweet.
It happened to you at home.
It may happen again right now when I hear it again. I don't know. Sorry. I don't know. About it. It's just that.
Oh my goodness.
No, just play it because I can't get through this. I just really can't. I can't. I teased though the tweet of the baseball season. Now you mentioned Noah Syndergaard. He sent a good one.
It's from Wednesday, by the way.
He said, "So who gets to pull the manager?"
That's it.
And that went, that made the rounds. But it wasn't the tweet that I thought was the best one. That came from some guy named, you see this, John Wags 18. It says, Justin Turner tested positive and probably spread it to Kevin Cash, who lost his sense of smell.
Ready to get out of here?
Sense of smell.
Still got 2 more hours to go.
I am so jealous that I didn't think of that.
Look at this guy.
Look at him.
Sense of smell.
Oh my, I've never seen this.
I'm sorry. That is every time I read.
Holy hell.
Just let him go.
You don't think it's as funny as I do? His sense of smell.
This is the greatest radio we've ever done. That break right there, I think, will live in infamy. Oh, man. No, I don't think that's funny.
I guess we have different senses of humor.
Oh, do you think so, Professor? All right. So good, man. So good.
The only thing that, when I was thinking back, I wish I had a better laugh for the radio. Something a little more deep and guffawy.
Rich.
Yeah.
You don't think it's as funny as I do?
I like that.
His sense of smell.
That's my favorite. Save that. Just that. That's so good. That was awesome.
When you hear the phrase tickled pink,
yes.
I think that's
yes.
That's what it was meant for right there.
That is exactly. You were tickled pink.
I was tickled pink.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's good.
And then there was yesterday, Woods.
You sons of bitches.
When we, Paul and I were just trying to make plans for when you're going to be on paternity leave. We got 1 week left, and then you're gone.
I'm gone.
And we're going to have to take the show in, some new dynamic directions while you are away. And we'll look forward to when you return, but we can't just be planning every day to just do the same show without Woods. It's not the same show. It's not Ben and Woods.
No.
And that got me thinking, well, if it's not Ben and Woods anymore, we probably shouldn't call it Ben and Woods while you're gone. So we discussed the possibility of a temporary name change for the show.
I've heard temporary in radio many, 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 many times.
Interim.
It never...
It's interim. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Wally Pipp comes to mind.
But Pauly put together our new intro for when you are going to be away. This is just an idea that we floated out there.
This sucks already.
That I thought maybe, you don't need to have responsibility for what's going on without you. Basically take your name off of it, both figuratively and perhaps literally while you're gone. I thought, what should we go with? And I was thinking, well, the Ben Higgins Show.
Oh,
we could,
ego.
We could go with while you're gone.
This is so radio.
You're not here helping me, really, so... It's not like you should be getting the credit while you're gone either, but that didn't seem fair because Paulie really is going to be doing a ton of work. He already does a ton of work, and he's going to be doing more. So I thought perhaps just for temp, and this is obviously not permanent, but while you are on paternity leave, that we could use a little refresh for the show and the show open here.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here it comes.
It's Ben and Paul.
Oh. I'm trying to say this nicely. When you look at Ben and me, it doesn't scream Apple.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka bicka bow bow bow, bicka bow bow bump bump. What? Ha 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 ha.
Exactly.
On mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Paul Rangel.
I want to win.
Oh my God.
I want to win at all costs. Why cheat and steal? But whatever it takes, I'm willing
to do. Sons of bitches.
Ben and Paul.
Playing on the Henry.
You sons of bitches.
Now you don't have to worry while you're gone that someone is blaming you. If we do a bad bit, if I have a bad segment, it doesn't go on your record. It's
it
not
does.
The Ben and Woods show. It's the Ben and Paul show while you are gone. And then the day you come back, it's Ben and Woods again.
That this paternity leave is going to be a nightmare.
Can't see too well. Is that Wally Pipp over there?
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh,
yeah, Wally
uh-oh.
Pipp.
I mean, if, you know, things go really well, you might have a modified role when you return.
Can you imagine?
It'd be hard to take Paul's name off the marquee once he's on.
Yeah, if you guys start rolling and, like, get in a groove, look, every business is cutting salary. They're like, well, if it's still just as good without Woods, we don't need to pay him.
We're not going to cut you out. You have a job when you come back.
Allegedly.
On Ben and Crew. Ben and Friends.
Ben and Friends.
I hate it. I hate the idea. But you guys can do it. Again, yeah, I mean, it's... My name's not going to be on it, so I take no responsibility for the Charger talk and the Mount Rushmores and the lists of the best Chargers receivers and best Chargers uniform lists.
I don't talk Chargers. I heard you accuse me of that earlier.
Paul, does V talk Chargers?
I mean, I'm
at
not.
You
talk a little bit of
Chargers. I'm not going to bring up their positive COVID test from yesterday for offensive lineman Ryan Groy. And the fact that he was placed on the COVID restricted list. I'm not going to bring that up, or the fact that Anthony Lynn sent everyone home from practice yesterday and now they're waiting results of new testing.
What's their record?
2-5? 2-4.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have
2-4.
I thought they won once.
They've won 12. Well, they beat Jacksonville last week.
Got it.
But they had lost 4 in a row before that.
Right.
Sure knows an awful lot of
Yeah, he does. He does. Always has. Always will.
Speaking of football, did you watch any of last night's game?
I did.
I also did as well. I had very little thoughts on the game. The shot that Teddy Bridgewater took.
Oh my God, man! What are you doing?
Especially after the Andy Dalton hit a couple of weeks ago, last week when he went knocked out. It's like, come on, guys. You know, a quarterback is sliding. Can you not go for their head? It's brutal for us to watch.
And you dropped the shoulder. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shoulder, and you saw his neck. Kind of snap, amazed that he came back in and gave his team a chance down there. You know, had a nice little drive.
Charles Harris was the name of the Falcons player who was ejected for that dirty hit on Teddy Bridgewater. He came back in, but threw the interception at the end. I have no idea whether it was because they were just kind of up against it and there was time running out, or was he like addled still from the hit that he had taken earlier in the game. But the only other observation I had from the Falcons' 25-17 win. Was the last two primetime games, the two that were played this week, Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football. How is it possible that the 2-6 team, the Atlanta Falcons, looks like they're 10 times better than the 5-2 team that played on Monday night, the Chicago Bears?
They really do.
And the eye test is clear. The Falcons are a better team than the Chicago Bears.
Bro, those were the thoughts that I had. So I watched the game, and I saw an early interception from Matty Ice. And I thought, okay, I mean, it's still early. And then you saw, like, their pass rush. They were in Bridgewater's face. Obviously, you had that big, terrible penalty. It was a terrible time, too. I believe it came on third down, extended that drive. But you watch that game and you're like, okay, Matt Ryan, Todd Gurley, Julio Jones, like you guys got to be doing better than 2-6. And of course, they score that touchdown and Young Ho Koo misses the extra point that would have made it 9. Instead, it's 8. Then you see Arthur Blank walk to the sidelines and everyone's like, oh my God, here it comes. And then
they're going to lose somehow because of this missed extra point by our kicker.
And what else did you see? You saw Todd Gurley with time running out. Go out of bounds! He went out of bounds! Todd Gurley has been in this league for how long? You know. You have to stay in bounds. You're not going to pick up the first. You weren't close to getting the first. Drop down. Do you know what clock management is?
We just
is?
Spent an entire we week did a talking whole week. About how you didn't get down and you cost your team a game last week.
And what did he do? He gave him a lot more time. And, I mean, thank God that Bridgewater slung that interception because, holy cow, he could have been the GOAT. And I don't mean the GOAT in the good way. I mean the GOAT, again, for doing something that – you know what it means to me when things like that happen? You don't know what you're doing. You're not invested in the game. Your head is not right. Your head's not right. If we have to be out of a commercial, or we have to be out of a break at 5:30 and it's 5:40, that means that we aren't thinking. We're not doing our job properly. For him to go out of bounds, I said, it was like, Troy Aikman goes, oh, that's not good. going out of bounds there, giving them more time. Everybody knows. If you've ever played Madden, you know. I don't understand how this continues to happen. They're lucky to win that game, man. They are lucky to win that game, but I am very happy to say my son, Bo Woods, Bo Stradamus, with the pick last night, he said the Falcons were going to win, and the Falcons, in fact, won, Ben.
Hi, Bo. So there's two teams playing football tonight, the Falcons and the Panthers. Who's going to win? Falcons or the Panthers?
Falcons or the Falcons.
Okay, but which one will win?
Falcons.
Falcons?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so go Falcons.
Go Falcons.
Go Falcons.
There he is.
Falcons win.
Go Falcons.
He won that game outright, won against the spread last week. So he
Attaboy.
Is. Yeah, Bo Stradamus. I like this.
Best one. Of the week right there.
I mean, maybe I can have him do it when I'm out, have him pick Thursday night games for you guys, give you a little content.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
And then looking forward, a couple games that are interesting for me this weekend. Obviously, Pittsburgh-Baltimore, kind of the marquee.
Oh, can't wait for that one.
Sunday morning matchup in Baltimore between two AFC contenders. Anytime NFC West teams get together, seems like it's a decent game. San Francisco, Seattle. I am kind of interested, though, in a couple of other games. The Patriots are at the Bills. Kind of a big game for the Patriots now. They are hitting skids.
Yes, three days in a row.
And if they don't win this one, Cam Newton kind of said, that kind of feels like a must win. We need to right the ship and not let Buffalo start pulling away in this division. That's a big game for Bill Belichick and the Patriots. And then just from the train wreck possibility of it, Jets at Chiefs seems like it could be one of the ugliest. I don't know what the spread is on that one.
That's a good question.
My guess is it's got to be around 15 or something. I mean, there's just no way that the Chiefs aren't giving an incredible amount of points.
20.5.
20! 20.5.
You rarely see a line that high in the NFL. You see it in college all the time. You'll see a 35, 38 in the NFL. Bro. 20.5, one of the 10 biggest spreads in NFL history. I will take.
Now, I think usually.
I would take the Chiefs.
I think in most of those 10 biggest spreads, the underdog is covered in most of those games. I think that's generally the trend, is that huge spreads don't play out the way you expect, but that one does have the potential to be ugly.
So you want to hear some of these? We got a second. Denver minus 28, they won 35-19. Steelers against Tampa Bay, 27. They won 42-0.
Right.
So they covered. There's a couple of other ones that are really, really close. But yeah, this one, 20, minus 20.5. I'll take the Chiefs winning by 21 at least.
Got a lot to get to in our next half hour. New releases, Daily Diddy. But the Rhino Report is coming up next, including an update on Trevor Lawrence, the news that broke yesterday. It's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!